You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you along. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. We'll do it again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Nathan Zagura will be there as well. What do you say we wind it up? Is our man Don in Ashland still with us? All right. Thank you, Emmett. Don, here you go. You're the last word today on Cleveland Browns Daily. Oh, John, I apologize. John, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm great, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. When are we going to get together, buddy?
After the holidays, I mean? Maybe. Long time no see.
I mean? Yeah, it's been a long time. Listen, Manziel, I hope he does stop because he's going to get killed. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback myself.
You've got hesitations, huh?
Yeah, he's no Doug Flutie. Never will be.
Oh, you know, Flutie's your guy. You were pumping up Flutie back in the 80s, man.
Right. He did good. He did good in the NFL, didn't he?
Did a decent job. He's never won anything significant, but decent job. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Hey, have a happy Merry Christmas.
Same to
Mike.
You, my man. Same to you and your lovely family. Always good to hear. All right, so Cincinnati Bengals, as you said, Marvin Lewis is a defensive guy. The Browns have torched them the last two times they've played, Matt.
They have. And also, too, is the four games that Cincinnati has lost this year by 26, by 27, by 21, and by 21, an average of 23 points a game. So if Johnny Manziel in this offense can score points, we have a great opportunity to beat the Bengals.
We're running short on time, Matt, but how about you and I will have a lot of time tomorrow to get into this. I really want to get into, because we kind of touched on this last week, the whole scope and function of the Browns offense. I think that this is a real interesting dynamic. There's no other way to say
it.
It'll be the same but different? Okay. All right. We'll leave that as the last word from Matt Wilhelm today. And we'll go forward and pick it up right there tomorrow. So you got to be locked in with us at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You had Pete Prisco on in the first hour, right?
Yes, we did. Thank you, Pete.
So we thank Pete. Of course, Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Emmett Golden, we appreciate you taking care of the show. Our coordinated producer, Jason Gibbs. Emmett and Aaron Goldhammer coming up in the Golden Boys. That's next on ESPN 850. WKNR. From Matt Wilhelm and Nathan Zagura, I'm Michael Regei. Browns Nation, it's getting closer. Browns got to win out. Mike Pettine pretty much said so. We'll get into that with great regularity tomorrow. See you at 1 o'clock, everybody, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So long. Swing your